This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Polar bears may be the most dramatic example of wildlife facing changes due to global climate change, but they're far from alone. Even the small birds that populate California will experience widespread disruptions in their habitat and food supplies. But according to a recently completed study by the Point Reyes Bird Observatory, or PRBO, the way that individual species respond to those changes varies widely, even among groups of communities of birds that are now commonly found sharing habitats. Landscape ecologist Deanna Strawberg was the lead author of that report.
We selected 60 species representative of California habitat types. We wanted to look at how these 60 species respond to future climate change. But beyond that, we wanted to look at how communities will change. And so we documented that in certain areas, communities will look different.
The study used computer modeling to predict how 60 well-established species will respond to the probable effects of climate change in California, based on extensive data tracking their numbers and behaviors over time. And not for just a few years, but a few decades, all the way to 2070.
We're actually not quantifying past declines, but projecting into the future. Climate change is predicted to be pretty dramatic, so we wanted to see how we could use our large databases on current bird distributions and relationships with climate conditions to build models that we could project into the future.
The researchers also sought to test some predictions that climate change would lead to widespread redistributions of these common species.
One of our co-authors, Terry Root, has been warning, as well as other ecologists for years, about this kind of tearing apart of ecological communities and how, as species shift in response to climate change, they may shift in different directions. And that is cause for further concern as we see these previously unknown combinations of species with unanticipated consequences.
Even though they expected to find some of those changes, the extent to which they will occur came as a surprise, says Strawberg.
It was surprising that we found so many novel communities and so many differences in the direction and magnitude of shifts. You would look at a group of oak woodland species, the oak titmouse, acorn woodpecker, western bluebird, these species that you think of just occurring together, but they had really different responses in different parts of the state. And species that, as a group, maybe decreased, they did so in different spatial patterns. So that's what was really surprising, actually, is how different some of these responses were, and the result being these really reshuffled communities.
As portions of California become hotter and drier, some bird species will seek out cooler areas instead, Strawberg says, which could increase species diversity along the coast at the expense of drier inland areas.
We did see a shift towards the coast and higher elevations for a lot of species, and the lower elevations, hotter, drier areas, perhaps losing species richness, a shift towards more conifer-associated species moving out towards the coast.
This reshuffling of species who share habitats will create new kinds of competition for food sources among the birds and exposure to predators, to which they are not accustomed or adapted, two additional factors that will lead to steep declines in the numbers of numerous species. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.